USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The city of Phoenix announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect on January 18th. Councilman Jim Waring called the mandate a disaster.
It's a disastrous policy that will have disastrous consequences for our citizens.
The move comes after a federal judge blocked President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate in a ruling on Tuesday, which Phoenix had previously cited when announcing its own mandate. U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan predicted on Wednesday that 2022 will mark the end of the coronavirus pandemic and see a full global economic recovery. Marko Kolanovic, its chief global market strategist and co-head of global research, said the bank expected the U.S. Treasury yields, a key driver in global borrowing costs, to rise to 2.25% by the end of 2022. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Jacob Chansley has been in solitary confinement for almost 11 months, and he was recently sentenced to 41 months in prison for his peaceful involvement in the January 6th protest. Jacob did not cause any violence. He listened to officers, and he was let into the building by Capitol Hill police.
The moment that that people really understand what it is that I'm saying is not just a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, but that these things are true, then people will end up pulling the thread on the sweater, and the ugly underbelly of the bureaucratic establishment in D.C. and abroad will be revealed.
Video from inside of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shows Jake complying with police and urging others to be peaceful. The Biden administration Tuesday slashed its production requirements for ethanol and other biofuels, citing reduced demand due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Mark Meadows won't break executive privilege to the mostly partisan January 6th commission.
Mark Meadows, former President Trump chief of staff, says he will no longer cooperate with the January 6th commission. Mr. Meadows on Newsmax.
To actually provide information that was non-privileged. I've been consistent from day one that the executive privilege that President Trump invoked was going to be honored. It's not mine to waive. It's his. He's claimed that privilege, and waiving that wouldn't be appropriate for me, certainly not as the first chief White House chief of staff to do that. But it's not Congress's ability to unilaterally suggest what it is and what it is not. So perhaps it's going to be decided now in the courts.
In a 36-page memo, Colonel Edward Matthews called the generals absolute and unmitigated liars for how they characterize events of January 6th. The Department of Defense sticks by their story. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A planned book by former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo has been canceled after he was terminated by the network after reports alleged he privately helped his brother, then-Governor Andrew Cuomo, publicly respond to sexual harassment allegations last year. A spokesperson for HarperCollins subsidiary Custom House told news outlets that it won't release Cuomo's book, Deep Denial, which was slated for release in the fall of 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.